Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time to take a perfectly good relationship and make it blow up in our faces.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
What's going on today?
We have a lovely couple today. We have Ryan and Cynthia, and they are debating whether or not to lie over the holidays.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, guys. Take care. Never solved one in faster time. Ryan, you won the toss, so you get to go first. Ryan? Oh, boy. Ryan, are you?
Yai.
There you are. What's going on?
Okay, so I hate to say it's all right. That Cynthia and I are married with three kids, and this is like really hard to discuss publicly. But I recently got laid off from my job.
So sorry.
Oh
yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah.
I don't mean to be weird about that, but like I understand. Like so many companies do that. It's like
it literally just happened to my brother-in-law.
Do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is just like cuffing season, man. You got to do it. If you don't, if you haven't done it like 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, you got to keep them.
Yep.
Like, okay. We are very sorry that happened.
My wife in HR is saying, just remain silent.
All right.
Yeah,
so
all the times of the year to do this, you know, like right at the holidays.
Yeah. Okay. And so
anyway, so her family is coming to visit for the holidays and, you know what? I don't want us to tell her family, you know, her mom and dad. I just am super embarrassed. And, if we tell them, then the whole visit's going to be about me losing my job.
Oh.
Hmm.
Okay. So you want to lie? You want to pretend to be employed?
Yeah, otherwise, I know it's awful to lie, but I just know what's going to happen is they're going to treat me like I'm sort of charity case. And, I just really just don't want to, you know, and they're really super generous and, you know, they'll want to pay for everything. And,
be bad because, I'm sorry, are you going there or are they coming here?
They're coming to our place.
So then are you going to pretend to go to work some days or are you pretending to be off?
No. I mean, it's the holiday. So yeah, I can get by with pretending.
Just saying,
off.
I took some comp days to hang out with y'all. Okay.
Yeah. I had a bunch of a vacation that, you know, saved up that, you know,
I get what he's saying. It changes the vibe of everything, especially they walk through. Hey, good. So good to see you. Hey, by the way. This bad thing happened, and they're now we're not.
Yeah,
happy
you know what?
To be here.
I agree. Don't you hate it when honesty changes the vibe?
it's about the vibe.
Yeah, yeah. I'd rather have the vibe and have a completely insincere holiday. You're right, T-Hack. Who are you? Are you pretending to be? Yeah, I'd rather vibe than so. You'd rather spend money you don't have, Ryan, than let these generous. Okay, I think. Hang on, just stay there, Ryan. You feel free to jump in, but let's get your wife here, Cynthia.
Yay!
Hi
guys.
What do you do? I do see his point in that it will change the thing, but
What
do you want to do? Like, as they get off the plane, tell them?
Well, no. I mean, not if they get off the plane, but I just feel like
And I just feel like it's not a bad thing to tell them. I mean, it's like, it's true, you know, it's something that we're dealing with. And I just think we should be honest. I mean, and we may need help. We may need the help. I mean, and then if they find out that we were lying before, that might, I don't know, shade how they feel. Cause I don't really like to lie to my parents. Like, my family's very close, and I feel like it'd be really hard to not tell them, you know. It's a
holiday. Do you feel like you're going to get caught? Because somebody's going to be like, well, how's it down at the factory there, Ryan? And you're going to be like, because you don't have a poker face or what?
I definitely don't have a poker face. I 100% do not have a poker face. But more importantly, we might actually need the help. I mean, Ryan, don't you think? I mean, we could actually use the help with the expenses. It's the holidays. So I welcome it personally, you know.
I just figured, you know what? Let's wait till after the holidays and then tell them, you know.
Tell them as you drop them off at the airport. By the way, I don't have a job. Ah!
Well, I'm a husband, right? So I have in-laws, and there's pressure there, whether it's, even though they're the sweetest people in the world, there's just pressure of you married their daughter, you provide.
Is it real pressure, or is that implied by you?
I think it's probably implied by me, but it's, that's part of.
I think it could be both.
Yeah, but it's you want to make sure that you're taking care of her, and then this is a big blow to that confidence in yourself, in their eyes, and it's let's just figure it out. And then we can tell them, oh, he got a new job, and they don't need to know there was a 2-month weird period. It's not lying. Like, keep saying lying. Okay. Is it their business?
Withholding information. Okay.
303-222-5423 is the text line. It is the number you're also going to call to tell Ryan to lie for the holidays, or Cynthia to be honest with her family who loves her deeply. 303-222-5423. I understand not tainting the dynamic, but okay.
Mm-hmm. And think about Christmas morning. Are they gonna do you have gifts for them and stuff? Like, are they gonna, is that gonna be weird? I would imagine
it's like, you can't afford these anymore.
Yeah, now don't give it to me.
What else would you like?
Of course we have gifts. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we're already ready.
Okay.
But then,
and they're bringing, you know, they're gonna bring,
I wouldn't lie about anything that makes me look bad. I don't know. I'm trying to think, what else? What do you mean?
Let's say you have cancer. That's going to be a real downer at Christmas, but it could be your last Christmas with them, so you should tell them.
Or should you just...
Or you don't, and you keep it the same because you don't want to affect the mood.
Be pissed at you for not telling them. Because then they're going to be treating it like it's any other Christmas and not your last Christmas.
I think you would want it to be...
Last Christmas.
No, I'm out. Gave you. No, I don't think
you
I would
want
to...
keep it in.
Yeah.
Because you just want a normal, let's just have a great fun time. There's no weirdness. There's
Do
no
you
pity.
Know,
there's
I understand
no...
everything you're saying. But when they find out the truth, I understand losing your job is not as bad as cancer. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But when they find out the truth eventually, and they will.
Yeah.
They're going to be so mad. They're like, wait, we all went out to Red Lobster. We all went out and had played Punch Bowl Social, and Ryan picked up the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And that whole time he didn't have any money. I would be so mad to find out later that I let you treat me to stuff and you were unemployed. That's
a 2-3 years down the road, no one will even remember, I'll get another job and, we won't even mention that I got laid off. Right. And they won't have to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and plus, there's a weird transition that happens with when kids become adults, and then kids and parents are both adults, because it's I'm sure Ryan and Cynthia, you don't know the exact history of your parents' career, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly down to how, when they were fired or quit or whatever, you know, it's like,
oh my God.
So is it
so
even
you're, you're doing the maybe they lied, so you should. Is that what you're doing?
Well, it just, is it there, hey, we're dealing with this as a family, but we still want to have you come and have a great holiday, and we will continue to deal with this.
Yep.
By ourselves, and you don't need to know about it.
We're going
to
tell you about it, but we're going to deal with it.
But we don't need to tell you because it doesn't concern you, because we'll deal with it. We just want to have a fun Christmas.
Okay. Go ahead.
You know, I was going to say, I'm open to not bringing it up, but what I don't like the idea is if they say how's the job going, and then there's a lie that follows from it. That's where I have
a
problem.
So if it doesn't come up, you can leave it, but when it does, you want to be truthful at that moment.
Exactly, because later
because
on,
it
like, wait a minute, what
up.
Happened then? Yeah, because it will absolutely come. My family will definitely ask how everything's going.
Might as well nip it.
We'll be forced to lie. Yeah.
All right, Ryan, Cynthia, hang on. We're gonna get you some jury members here, and maybe some job leads. I don't know.
Maybe you can get a quick part-time job. That way he can just be like, yeah, work is great.
So when they,
he doesn't have to be specific, but this way they're not lying.
So when they all go out to King Supers to buy some extra gravy, he's like checking them out?
Yeah.
That's but just, that way he's not lying about having a job. Last Christmas.
I'm sorry, it's tough. Let's just have a fun holiday. Let's not get mired in all this
get
stuff.
Mired down in the truth.
Yeah. Well, I don't need to tell you everything. Just like, oh, we had a big disagreement before you came here, Mom and Dad.
That's not the same.
We don't
thing.
Need to get
and
into
you
it.
Know it. It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like we'll deal with that on our own. Okay. Same with the job.
Ryan lost his job and he's wants to lie while the in-laws are here. And Cynthia's like, I don't lie to my family. Period.
Mm.
So whose choice is it? Do we lie or not for Christmas? Text or call 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Great major debate between Ryan and Cynthia. Basically, unfortunately, this does suck, but Ryan got let go from his job just in time for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And he, with the in-laws coming into town, he's like, let's just have a good Christmas and not tell anybody.
Yeah, they don't need to know. It's going to ruin everything. They're going to feel sorry for us the whole time instead of just having a nice Christmas being all together.
But Cynthia's like, I don't lie to my family. So period. No, we're not doing it. We got to tell them. And we could use the help. I mean, if we go blow a bunch of money, you know how it is when in-laws are in town. It's like, oh, let's go get some of that good wine we all like.
Yeah.
Let's all go out to eat to the nice steakhouse.
Yeah, but like, Ryan's worried if they tell him, now we're not going to do all that fun stuff. And we're just going to sit around and feel bad for Ryan. And I don't think he wants that.
Sit in misery and sorrow.
All right, Ryan, Cynthia, we've got a jury ready for you. Feel free to jump in with any of them. And we'll get you an answer here shortly. Chris?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side.
Why?
Well, here's what I think. They should call them today. They should get it out on the table. Everybody can process it. They can talk about it. They say, it happened. We are going to have the best, you know, vacation, but we just wanted you to know right now.
So don't wait until
they get here.
No, because then everybody does. It's awkward. No one knows what to say. Let's get it out. And then move on.
But can you say we're going to have the best vacation?
Okay, I'm sorry. That might be overly optimistic. Okay, but just to say,
yeah,
this happened, and we're looking forward to you visiting, and wanted to make sure you knew.
Yeah, okay. That sounds all well and good. The problem is, it's going to lead to the exact same problems that we mentioned earlier, is that they're going to want to pay for everything, and it's going to be just really uncomfortable. So all it's going to do is make it happen earlier.
Yeah.
Then if we tell them, we're to tell them when they arrive.
There won't be like an anvil hanging over. I don't know. Let's keep going here. Tianan?
Shannon. Yai.
Shannon.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the wise side. I think you'd be smart just to call them and get it over with.
Oh my God.
So we don't want to ruin the vibe of Christmas, but this is the situation we're dealing with right now. And then there's no need to lie.
But isn't it just, even though you get the bad news out of the way, like then they come and they've got their hat in their hand, right? Like, hey, how you doing? And it just is like, no, just come give me a hug.
Does it feel like a blow to your manhood, Ryan? Like, is that kind of
Yeah, what is the motivation? Is it emasculating?
I mean, it's a little embarrassing. I mean, whether you're a man or a woman or, you know, I mean, it's just embarrassing to lose your job. And so I don't think it's a macho thing, but yeah, I have to, you know, be the provider and all, but everyone's going to start feeling sorry for me and they're going to want to pay for everything. And if we tell them in advance, they might even buy us more stuff and then I feel even more guilty.
You know, if I could say something, you know, I'm Ryan, you know, like if we tell them, then at least they'll have an idea. And I know it's kind of embarrassing for you, but I mean, guys, I have to be really honest, actually, like the last two callers made me feel super validated in my thoughts on like what I think should happen. And Ryan, I have to be really honest with you. I've actually already told my parents. I already let them know.
Oh,
I called them the other day.
What?
Okay, what? In fairness, I didn't know that you didn't want to tell them. I was just talking to my mom like I normally do. and it rolled out already. So, and honestly, I agree with the first two callers.
They already know,
and they're already coming. And that's, yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. It's what's honest, and it's also like they still love us. So it's not a problem.
Why didn't you say so earlier then? Before we got on here and talked about it,
I was second guessing my decision to just tell them, but like I didn't know it mattered so much to you, to be honest. And then with all this conversation, I didn't know. I wanted some validation, and I did.
We only took two calls, Cynthia.
Yeah, like, it's only two calls,
in a row,
and they're both
in a row with
they're
the
both
same.
Women, so of course they're going to back you up. What is this?
Okay. Well,
what? So the
Tia, since we're probably not going to go back to more calls.
Okay.
Who did win?
Cynthia, but it was closer. I mean, she won.
But she did win.
She did win, but it was not a blowout. The first two were for Cynthia.
Two calls.
But there's. From what I can see on our call screen, there's was going to be on Cynthia's side. Mary was going to be on Ryan's side. Like, she did win, Ryan,
thank
but
you,
it, Cynthia.
The fact that the fight was after the, like, I don't like that.
Well, because now not only.
Like, the colors don't matter. It already happened.
Right.
Yeah.
And Ryan, let me just put you guys on hold. Like, I don't.
They're going to love and support you no matter what.
Yeah, hang like, on. Like, I. Because I hate talking bad about people when they can actually, like, okay.
Oh, I love that.
I know, his worry is, I just want this to be out in the open for how pissed I am. His worry, he's telling his wife, I feel like this is emasculating and it's going to sour the mood.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, okay, knowing full well she's already told them, then talks him into coming on the radio. Follow me?
Yes.
Then emasculating himself again here for no reason because it's already done.
Yeah.
That's what just happened.
She almost should have doubled down on the lie and just told her family, don't say anything.
Here's what I'm saying. Here's what, we got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm saying. We all agree that she won, right?
Yes. She
but
did.
But would she win if we knew what we know now?
That she already did it without
correct.
Talking.
No.
Yes. No.
Absolutely not. She would text in
what
303-222-5423 if you've changed your vote knowing that she already did it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Before we start, we got another, didn't we?
We did.
But it was a pity one.
Yeah.
They basically said, we got to stop begging for it.
Oh, shoot. What was his name? It was a cute name, like Mickey or something.
This is when we ask you to, like, we've got a theme. We don't have themes for everything.
We're not begging. We're asking politely and desperately.
I just want to say this. If you had your way, everything we do on the show would have a theme song. True or false?
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you get so excited. Like, sometimes
oh,
I think
it was Teddy.
Teddy.
Thank you, Teddy.
Thanks, Teddy. So what we're about to do, News or Nope, it has a little theme song. We've heard from people that they sing along in their cars. And we were just asking, hey, if that's real, just get your phone out now and take a video of it.
Yeah.
And we've had a few people do it, but then we mentioned it like yesterday, and then this dude does it, but super begrudgingly.
He's like, I'm tired of you guys begging. Here,
listen,
take
If you don't sing along, we're not asking you to.
Right, we were told. Texters were saying, like,
right.
we sing along
with News or Nope. And so if you already do that, then this is your opportunity to prove it.
Yeah.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah. A lot of people chirping in the beginning, but when it comes time to give the proof.
Thank you.
They're
not
MIA.
A lot of proof.
Yeah. But if you're Teddy, who we do love and respect for sending the video.
Yes.
Don't be a D about it, man.
It was still funny. I love it.
Bum, bum. News. News. No. No. News. No. News. No.
Only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
No! You know, when I recorded that, I hit that note.
Yeah.
It's very good.
I can't do it now, though, can I?
It's too raspy.
Okay. Real quick.
Yeah.
I want to do a shout out to the crew at Ocean Prime.
Yes.
They're the reason I can't hit that note.
Yep.
We went out last night as a show. And that's about all I remember. So
I remember a lot of deviled eggs.
We did get two rounds of deviled eggs. We ate a dozen deviled eggs. Mm-hmm. And
I ate rare steak.
You did. Yes. Mm-hmm. So well, very proud of you.
It was good. Very good.
I will say I'm still full today. Aaron, however, is not.
Yeah, because I threw it all up.
And I want that to be zero reflection on Ocean Prime.
It was just me.
100%.
Being very gluttonous.
Glutinous.
Maybe both.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Those of you in the market for a new car may not have to leave your couch as Amazon is set to start buying cars on their website.
What? Selling cars, you mean?
What?
Selling cars.
Selling cars.
You said buying cars.
Oh, you could buy a car off their website.
Yeah.
Yes,
what
they're
you
selling
said
cars.
Is Amazon's buying cars on their website.
The prompter guy messed it up.
Yeah.
So it's currently available in 48 U.S. cities. They have Hyundai models, a bunch of stuff. You can get special financing. You can e-sign, and you can just kind of do it on an app.
Get a car without getting...
How does it get delivered? They can't fit
probably
that
like
in the
Carvana
truck.
Probably like Carvana or those
drone,
other ones.
Maybe.
Like Vroom, is that another one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which one's got the big vending machines?
That's Carvana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are fun. Mm-hmm.
I worry about, we hear a lot about like kids getting on the apps, getting parents' phone and making it
on like one click.
Yeah.
Can you imagine one clicking a car?
A Lambo. You're just sitting there and you're just like, hey,
we'll be delivered.
Just dropped a Lambo off in the front yard. Oh, that's nice. I'm excited about that.
Do I have to take it back to Kohl's to return it or what?
No,
how does that work?
Whole Foods.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Some people think that it might be the Grinch ruining Christmas, but it turns out it's this other green person.
Who is it?
Ooh.
Well, and pink. Wicked. Wicked is ruining Christmas.
I've heard that.
Because
Wicked is kind of ruining Christmas.
Why
go
is
ahead,
that?
Go ahead and tell the story.
I mean, I loved the movie. I want to see it again. Mm. I want to see it multiple times.
Great.
But it's just, you know, people are kind of taking things a little too far with it.
Explain what's happening, because I've seen it.
Just like the trees?
What
do you mean?
They've got
what
Santa
have you
dressed
seen?
In green. Because, like, everything in Wicked's green, right? So they've got Santa in green. They've done, like, last year, 2 years ago, when was Barbenheimer?
That was last year.
Up in Me or whatever. There's Pink Santa. And I'm like...
Yeah.
No, I love Barbie. Barbie's great. Margot Robbie is... Damn her for having a child with somebody other than me. But, like, Santa gets to stay Santa. Santa's in red, and like, so there
it's
are people.
It's classic, yeah.
Yeah, you just don't mess with that. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, suddenly have Tiger Woods wearing green on the last day, right? Tiger wears red.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So that's why he's ruining Christmas. Wicked is ruining Christmas
because
of green
retailers
Santa.
Are like taking advantage of everyone liking Wicked, so they're making their Santa displays more Wicked-like.
Yeah.
Instead of Santa having reindeer, he's got like the wand lollipops. He's got, they've made it very, like, they're combining the genres.
I see.
And I don't like it. But unless Margot Robbie's coming, then I like it.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This holiday season, if you're looking to make a purchase for that loved one in your life, look no further than your own kitchen, as 73% of people say they would rather receive the gift of food than any other type of object or just more junk we don't need.
Food?
Just give me food, yeah.
And I feel like this is you trying to talk to us.
Yeah, did you write this?
Yeah. Was it 100%? What was the number? I made it up. What was it?
For real.
73%,
does anybody in this room want food?
I guess I wouldn't want someone to like make a meal because that gives me a time limit as to when I can eat it.
Then what would you want?
Like a gift card.
Boom.
For a restaurant or something?
No, that's not food. I don't think that's what they're talking about.
That's what I am down to. Like, my parents give me gift cards for Wendy's, Culver's, like all fast food places.
Do you think that's what they're saying? Or are they saying, send them the Harry and David Payers? Or send them that weird...
The Payers?
Did I say it wrong?
The Payers?
Payers? The Harry and David Payers.
No, they're so good. Yeah. Those Payers are so good.
Did I say it like
you
that?
You did.
Oh, damn it.
My parents are not sending me fruit. No. No way. I wouldn't know what to do with it.
I just want... Or Enstrom.
Oh, yeah.
That toffee. Can I just say something?
Hmm.
This is weird. I probably shouldn't say it. Apparently, we give it out to clients.
Yeah.
What?
We do.
We have big boxes of Enstrom coffee
that
we give out to clients.
In the big boss's office.
And I saw it in the big boss's office, and I wonder if they're all allocated, because I am going to army crawl my ass down there
I'll just go grab you one.
No, because you'll leave a trail of vomit the whole way.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm going to start by saying something, and I need neither of you to react.
Oh, okay.
I can already tell you're out. Can you leave the room?
Sorry.
Something is wrong with me. I am turning into some, I don't know what's happening to me. Like, I used to be afraid of nothing. I was never claustrophobic. Like, mm-hmm. I liked most things. And now all of a sudden, I'm super claustrophobic.
Oh. You're scared of a lot.
I'm scared of more than I've ever been scared of.
What are you scared of?
I'm going to tell you right now. This is the weirdest thing. I have never started something like it, when it comes to a book or a movie, an audiobook or a movie. I like, once I start, if enough people say to do it, then I just start. And I'm like, okay. And even if it gets like gritty and uncomfortable, like I watch the Dahmer thing.
No.
I'm like, this is not good.
Wait, but it's like, whoa. Hold on. The Dahmer one on Netflix?
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
I didn't like it, but I still finished it.
Oh my God, I loved it.
A little too, it's because it's you know that guy really exists and stuff. Yeah. But I'm like, I can handle it. I'm like, it's not happening to you. Just let it go, man. It's okay. Just a show. Let it go. So, having said that, have either of you watched It Ends With Us?
No. I have not watched it, but I have read it.
Then I need texters. Text into 303-222-5423. I'm halfway in. I had a full-blown anxiety attack last night trying to watch the movie.
No way. Because it's so bad? Or
It's not poorly acted or anything.
Yeah, Justin Baldoni's in it. My mom is in love with him.
Which one is he?
Oh,
is he
love
the
him
dark,
too.
With the dark beard?
Yeah. Blake Lively's in it.
That's Blake Lively?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he's then Ryle.
Yes.
Ryle,
yeah. Yeah. What a weird name. Yeah. He's a neurosurgeon and just smoldering.
He's a great looking man, yeah.
He really, and then half the movie, like he's trying to seduce her. Like if you've seen it or whatever, I'm not going to give any plot points away, I swear. But like he's trying to like win her over and like tries to date her. And then he's like, oh, well here, let me give you pajamas to sleep in or whatever. And he takes his clothes off. Mm. Oh my God.
So hot.
I mean, this guy has eaten zero carbs his entire life, does sit-ups probably while he's doing sit-ups.
And you've got like, the bowl of ice cream and you're like, I don't want to finish this.
I was being good. I was literally being good. Zero alcohol. I want everybody to understand my panic attack last night was very real and I had to turn the movie off. And I need to know, since you, Elite, you've read the book.
I've read the book and I saw like all of the,
it's called It Ends With Us and I don't like the ramifications. Now that I'm halfway through the movie.
You got to finish it.
And Ryle and Atlas have now met. Do you remember?
You got to finish it.
And they've had a confrontation.
You got to finish it.
And I'm like,
both shirts off.
Oh man, this makes me want to watch the movie now.
Oh my
actually.
God, I can't do it. Okay. Can I give some of them? I'm not going to give things about the movie away, but the movie is definitely domestic violence centric.
Yes, it is.
Mm, okay.
Because that was a big thing about the press tour was because Blake Lively at the same time was releasing like her own shampoo and conditioner line.
That's right.
And she was like, get your girls dressed up in your florals.
That's right.
And go see. And we're like, this is about domestic violence. What are you doing? Like,
but is she not allowed to pimp her own brands while
I don't know. It yes, you are, but the way that she did it just felt too off.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess. Well, she's Lily Bloom in the movie. Like,
yeah, I know.
Floral and like,
it was too much.
I can speak for the room when I say, I can probably speak for most people. Domestic violence is horrifying. Hitting a woman ever in life, no matter what, no matter if she just hit you with a chainsaw, you don't hit. You just don't. Mm-hmm. That's the way I was raised. It was like, I had a girl beating the crap out of me. I just grabbed her till she stopped. Which is like...
Really?
Oh my God.
Wow.
The idea of making physical contact with a female gives me so much anxiety. And now that I have a daughter, it's amplified. Mm. Dude, I know Hazel's little right now. I don't think you can watch this movie.
It sounds like it. I mean, I was in on the shirtless scene, but now there's a lot more baggage, apparently.
That's the point. I just need to know. I need Aaron to convince me or the listeners to convince me. I'll do it tonight.
I'll come over. We can have a movie night.
I'm not starting over.
Okay.
Oh, just from the middle?
I either finish this or knowing, have you ever had a panic attack in the middle? Have you ever felt something so viscerally that I was like, I can't do this?
Yeah.
That's never happened to me in my life. And it happened last night.
Wow.
I want to vomit.
Oh.
It's building to a thing that I'm like, somebody's going to get really, really hurt. And I don't like it.
I never actually heard the reviews, though, if people did like it or not.
Tiag, will you come watch it with me?
Yeah.
What the heck?
No, because then you're going to get all fuzzy when he's naked. I don't know what to do.
And you're not?
I wasn't fuzzy. I was just like, damn. Tiag's a little weird about it. I'm just like, that is enviable.
What does fuzzy even mean?
He just gets that, in Star Trek or in movies, in Hallmark movies, when they're about to kiss, they rub the Vaseline on the camera lens, wherever. It's just kind of like, it's like a filter on Instagram, right? It's like, ooh. He just, if he's watching a shirtless whatever is but Ryle, he'll be like, and I won't be able to sit by him.
You always look like that to me.
All right. Tell me to finish it or tell me I'm okay with stopping it at 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We actually want to talk about weird family traditions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you have a normal family tradition, please don't call. It's got to be weird. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm not the type of person to try to take credit for things. Okay. What's the name of the show?
Yeah, thank you.
I didn't name it that.
Sorry, I got glossy-eyed again.
I swear to God, and I know neither of you are going to believe it, but the second I moved out of my parents' house and had my own Christmas tree and did my own kind of tradition and had a girlfriend and we had an apartment, I drove to 7,000 different stores and things until I found men's and women's pajamas that were close enough to each other so that we would have matching pajamas. And it was a thing that I was like, I insist that on Christmas Eve, we open these two presents and we're like, oh, look, they're matching pajamas.
Oh.
And I know you don't believe me, but I feel like I sort of invented that. And now, King Supers in Commerce City sells men's, women's, children's matching pajamas.
Dogs.
It is no longer.
Dogs are included. I'm not even joking. I've seen that at Target.
And everywhere.
Dogs.
Yes, no, you're right. All the way down to the dog.
Yeah.
What about the goldfish?
No, but you know what I'm saying.
I do.
We would not accept matching pajamas as a weird tradition because now it is a normal tradition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very much so.
But when I was doing it, I don't feel like anybody was doing it. That's all I'm saying.
So you had to kind of play like a matching game, all right? Like, all right, this had kind of the red and blue plaid, and then this one had a gray plaid, but then I got to go to this location and figure
exactly
out what
matching
one would be close enough.
Because I'd want her to have the one with the buttons. Do you know the cool little button and kind of silky bottoms? So I'd try to do like red flannel-y look, and then you could always find red flannel men.
Sure.
Yeah. And then just like a black shirt.
Mm-hmm. So someone was following you?
I think I've always been so popular that someone was like, look at that guy with the two different things. And it's like, I started bedazzling sweaters with different things on them. And then I had a party. I was like, everyone should bedazzle your sweaters. And then now all of a sudden we have ugly Christmas sweater parties. I think I invented that too. In fact, if I'm thinking about it right, when I go way back, I remember people were just standing around December going, I wish I could get presents to people. And I was like,
okay,
I got an idea. Why don't we get a tree?
My gosh.
I feel like a smiting is coming.
No, okay. But what we really want, and this is another one that I don't think is weird anymore, because I think a lot of people do it, but the pickle.
Yeah, that's very common now.
Mm-hmm.
What does a pickle mean? Like if you have the weird pickle in the tree tradition, I think
so you someone hides, puts up all the ornaments, they put up the pickle ornament. Whoever finds it first gets to open the first gift or something.
Okay. Or be the one who hands out the presents or something.
Or, yeah.
Mm, yeah, I've been a part of it. Well, my family doesn't do it, but I've been at like a girlfriend's Christmas where they did it. Okay. And I think there was like a cash prize for
it. Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. Because to open the present first, it's like, I'll go second. I'll go second. I'll just keep drinking my cocoa. Like, right, you guys right, knock right. yourself yeah. out with the pickle.
This is going to sound a little familiar. Mm-hmm. But I definitely invented Hide the Pickle.
Stop it. Stop it right now.
That I will vouch for him. He's an innovator.
It's totally different in my house, though.
I want to go home.
Okay. Yeah, we have a list of different weird traditions, and we're going to get into them, but we want to hear yours. If there's something weird that your family does that you want to share with the group, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423. You can call us, you can text us, you can do whatever you want with that number, but we want your stories.
There's one that I actually think that T-Hack's family should do.
Okay.
Ooh.
So you know those... The crazy displays where they have their own radio station, like the lights are connected to the music.
Oh, when you drive up and you're like, tuned to 941,
yeah,
or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they went to one of these houses, and for some reason, the radio station was not connecting. So they were like, well, we don't want to just be sitting here in the quiet. So they put the CD, the only CD that they had in their car, played it. What is happening? They put it in and they played it.
Okay.
And it was the Space Jam soundtrack. And so now every year they go
their
look
Christmas
at Christmas
light
lights.
Display is set to Space Jam.
Come on,
they
slam.
Just go. They to go the to look at the Christmas light displays, listening to the Space Jam.
So they
jam
don't even
sounds.
Tune
correct.
To a station.
Everybody get up! It's
exactly.
time to jam now. I could do that. I could do that all day. I don't even need the CD. Leo, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That's kind of fun.
It's really
cute. It doesn't
cute.
Match
I like,
up.
I like that it has an origin yeah. story, though, too. Yeah. We do, it's. I don't know if it's weird or not, but we have everyone in my family has the same stocking. It's just like a red felt, very yep. old-timey looking stocking
okay.
with our name on it. And it's a very big deal. Like when my son was born, when my daughter was born, you got to text the name. You got to get the name to...
Yeah.
the aunt who makes
who
the stocking.
Embroiders it.
Yeah,
whatever.
And then it comes, and it's like a big deal when it gets delivered to your house, and you're like, they're fine.
No,
they're
that's
here.
Beautiful.
They're a member of the family. They have
that's
their
so
own stocking.
Cute.
And it's cute.
My wife, Ahak, she's Angela. She has two. She has Angie and Angela.
Why?
Because her name's Angela, but she goes by Angie, so depending
you don't
on...
You get two, so she's
do
double the present.
Do you have
she's
Tyler double. And Ty?
No,
or?
I just have one. I have the same one
but
that I've had.
You literally have like four names. Tyler, Ty, T-Hack.
Yeah, they
crap face pickle hider, pickle Heidi.
They like her more. We did another one though. It was more for New Year's. My mom with my sister when we were little kids. She used to dress us up as the New Year's babies.
What is
you
that?
Heard of New
I've
baby?
Heard of that, but I don't even know what that is. So
like, we were basically in our like my whitey tighties, and my sister was like in her diaper. And then
by the
we
way,
had
that's reversed. But keep going.
Tidy whiteys.
Yeah.
Oh, I've always
that's
called
whitey tighties.
No, it's tidy whiteys.
No.
Oh yeah. Yeah. dude. You want? I'll die on this hill.
Whitey
it's
tidy
whiteys.
Tidy whiteys.
Yes.
Whitey tidies.
It's tidy whiteys.
I was in my
whitey
undergarments.
Whitey tidies feels like no. It doesn't.
I think I'm getting it confused with righty tidy. So then it's tidy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay. I'm slacker. I'm on your side.
Thank you.
Anyways.
We were in our underwear, and then we had a sash with the name of the year, you know, so like 98.
Oh, yes.
And
I
we
know.
Took pictures
like, yeah,
together.
Yeah.
That was, we did that every
stupid.
Year.
That's more of a weird tradition.
Especially my whitey tidies, they weren't
tidy
as white. Whiteys. They weren't as white as a,
your,
you know, as a diaper.
Your stocking is not weird. It's beautiful. That is a beautiful
yeah.
tradition.
Thank you.
You don't call with that. You want to call with...
But it's weird because it's like...
Your oddly weird photo shoot with your children.
Exactly.
I love those.
Being exploited in a strange... Where do these pictures exist then? Is there a calendar or is there...
No, there's a photo album. Definitely a few photo albums of it.
Oh
I don't
my
know.
God.
I don't think they ever we'll got sent
them.
Out or anything.
That just reminded me. I know somebody. I can't even think of who it is. But their holiday tradition is... They're like a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And so every month of the year... They're just like walking around and they'll see a big pile of dog poop and like it's in snow. So like, and then it's like, there's some fall leaves and there's a, like,
they make a calendar.
They make a poop calendar and they give it out for Christmas every year to everybody on their list. So it's like, here's January and you can tell it's January because there's snow and there's like whatever, and maybe a T-Hack and his tidy whiteys laying next to it. But it's like, so you get a poop calendar for the year.
I like that. That call with that. That's great.
Yes, that is a weird tradition.
And sign me up for the distribution list. Yes, I kind of want a calendar.
Oh, I thought you wanted to be in the pictures for the New Year's baby.
My whitey tidies are ready to go.
Tidy whiteys. If you have a weird tradition, we'd love to hear it. And I'll hide the pickle with your
whitey tidies.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking to put the pickle in you and do the... we're doing weird family traditions. They don't have to just be Christmas. If you like do something weird for Thanksgiving or...
New Year's. A lot of people eat grapes under the table at New Year's.
You've tried to pimp that idea on the show more than once. Yep. I've never heard of that before.
A lot of people. We can do it.
A lot... And what does it mean if you do that?
It's just like, it's supposed to be good luck for like your love for the year.
Do you have to be at a party? Can you be all by yourself on the cold linoleum floor?
It was literally me and my, at the time, my 4-3-year-old nephew. We were just eating grapes.
Did it work?
You tell me.
He's engaged.
Oh my God. Brittany.
Yay.
What's your weird tradition?
Yeah, so my grandma, God rest her soul, she gave me a really, really ugly jacket about 10 years ago. And ever year since, my family re-gifts it to somebody in the family, and we take pictures of it.
I do love things like
cute.
That. It's like it just happened really naturally.
So. Yeah.
And you just keep passing the gift around.
But did you ever do it while she was still alive? Did she know that this was a tradition?
We've done it since she was alive, but she never knew that it was a tradition.
Okay.
Did she know you guys thought it was ugly?
No, she didn't.
Yeah, you don't.
It was ugly either.
You want to tell Nana that she's like lost it.
So it's like a big year if it's your year to get the jacket.
Is it?
Last year was my year, so I'm thinking it's either my mom or my dad this year.
Do you have to wear it to a certain number of things to like be as the coat wearer? Like no, or the coat bearer.
We have to wear it to that like dinner.
We don't have to wear it like and to some. Like,
every Christmas is like you won a golf tournament. Yeah, the ceremony.
All right, I like that one. That's a good one, Brittany. Lisa.
Yay!
Weird tradition. What do you got?
So it's really our children. So I noticed when they were in high school on Christmas Eve at grandma's, they'd all sneak out to their car, and it didn't take me long to catch that they were. All the cousins were sharing shooters. But the funny tradition now is that they are all of age and they've been of age, but they don't like to drink in front of grandma.
So they still sneak out.
They sneak out to the car to go drink on Christmas Eve. And last year was a new tradition where I caught Papa out there with them. Taking shots at these kids. And I was like, oh my
God.
What
are they drinking? Like Fireball or something?
The two of them like Fireball, two of them like Cornitos or any kind of tequila.
Oh my God.
So,
that is really cute.
It is, yeah. So you know all their preferences and everything except for grandma. She's the only one who has no idea.
Why is everyone come in smelling weird? I love.
Like, you're not hiding anything.
Oh, that's a fun one. I'm going to adopt
I want to join,
one.
Yeah.
I just do that one anyway. Jasmine?
Drink in your car.
Yeah, guys.
It's not really a tradition. I call that Tuesday. What's your weird tradition, Jasmine?
My tradition is I let my kids eat dessert first.
On Christmas?
On every holiday.
Wow.
You do?
Yeah, because I was just sick of my kids, you know, begging for food, waiting all day to eat. And I was like, you know what? All right. Eat the dessert. Yeah. And then I was like, why do we always eat dessert last? You know, like, shouldn't we just enjoy dessert? And
yes.
By the time we eat everything, you don't have enough room to eat dessert.
So you're just firing down tiramisu at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Just like,
Happy President's Day, kids.
Yeah, she did say any holiday now. Yeah. Thank you, Jasmine. Tracy.
Yay.
What's your weird tradition?
So we with the gift giving, we disregard everything the other people want, and we go for something so incredibly sentimental, the first person to make someone else cry wins.
Oh my gosh.
What are you talking about? Like, what could you give?
So last year I gave my mom, we went to the house I grew up in, and mine and my sister's handprints were still in the concrete slab, so I framed that. So,
wow.
Things like that. Yeah.
So I have goosebumps.
The goal is to
just
make each other cry. Yeah.
Do you win? I mean, you just won right there. Like, you.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty good at making people cry.
Are you good at drinking in your car?
Want to join me? All right, Kayla.
Yay.
Yay.
Weird tradition. What do you got?
So every Christmas and Thanksgiving, me and my sisters gather in the bathroom. We stand in a circle. We lift our shirts and take a picture of our cleavage and call it the kaleidoscope.
I don't want to drink in my car anymore.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I know that we said we weren't going to buy each other gifts.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And we're sticking to that, right?
I'm buying you something interesting.
What? But we said no.
Yeah.
But this is, it's not, here's the thing, it's not anything you want. I actually did have a great idea for Aaron. Damn it. Can I tell you what it is and you can buy it for yourself?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There is, you've probably already seen it because you're just a dork. You can buy a murder.
What?
I'm sorry, what? That sounds illegal.
Yeah, I don't want to take care of that ex of yours. No,
oh,
it's
gosh. I would never.
No. You don't know which one I'm talking about. You've got a string of them at this point.
I would still never.
No, it's like you get a file.
Oh, I have that. And you have to solve it.
You do have it already?
I've done one. Only one.
Yeah, when I saw it.
It's like a board game or you
no,
just
no,
get...
No, you like get a, like a police file. And it's like... There's and it's like there's post notes in it and like pictures mm-hmm. and different things and you like try to put it you're like oh okay so this guy here's his witness testimony and here's photos of the crime scene okay. and here's like
it's not real it
no,
is
it's
it
obviously
is
it's
a
made
game
up. It's made
oh,
up.
Okay
you're
I was
like
gonna say
solving
that,
a cold yes. case
the guy's
file,
talking but. To his lawyer he's like good news sold it for $49.95 to Aaron she's working hard
no.
we'll get
it's
you
like
out
a,
here soon buddy.
it's like an escape room that you just. Damn it.
I'm glad it, okay. It's just, it's like
no,
a game
it's,
almost.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
a story.
It is. It's like an escape room that
and
you
there,
get.
And there are props. Like mine had, I remember it had a matchbox that with
like a
restaurant.
A car? Room.
Matchsticks. The match.
Oh, match.
That's,
oh, the box.
Yeah, that's what
the
I mean.
The matches coming.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I thought car too.
Yeah. Sorry. Little boys go like, Hot Wheels matchbox is like, oh. yeah. Matchbox 20. You think they're named after the car or the.
I can ask Rob or Kyle.
Oh my God, I'm not going to buy you anything now, you name dropping piece of hell. All right, here's what I was really trying to talk about. Go ahead.
It comes from, he saw a softball jersey while he was waiting tables at a restaurant.
That it said Matchbox.
Matchbox 20. So it might be, maybe it was sponsored
they
by Matchbox.
They had a name before that. Can you tell me what it is? It's like Tabitha's Secret or something. It's
or
something.
It was said Matchbox and then the number was 20
okay.
on the jersey.
They were something... Matchbox 20 had a name before. We are never going to get to what is like Tabitha's Secret or something like that.
Tabitha's Secret, yeah.
Well, shut your face. Is that really
yep,
right?
Yeah.
Yep, 95-01.
Tell me my brain cells are dying. Okay, here's what I want to get you guys. And it's not even that much money, so you can't be that mad. I'm going to buy you unclaimed mail.
You know I love mail. So I'm down.
She's actually, if you've missed it, Aaron, our address is 4700 South Syracuse, Suite 1050, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Just put attention, Aaron, and she'll get it. She loves getting letters.
Yeah,
letters from prison.
I love it.
Letters yeah. from, you've gotten quite a few letters from prison.
Mm-hmm. I have, from inmates.
Well, she's yeah. working on their cases.
Damn it! I'm never going to get to this story. It's a real thing, though. Like, you can buy... So there's like, here's the thing that drives me nuts about the post office. And they're always like, we're going out of business because people are using FedEx. It's like, yeah, because you lose our mail.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So they have boxes and boxes of all this mail, apparently, mm-hmm. that they lost.
Okay, yeah.
And it's just sitting there like, well, what are you going to do? It's like, I don't know, put it on eBay. And that's what they're doing. They have this thing where you can buy... Like, It's they've sold it to somebody else, or somebody's claimed it. Somebody's got it now. So here's the deal. I actually know somebody who's involved in this, sort of on a side thing, and I think we talked about it a long time ago. My buddy Ben, who owns El Jardin Restaurant, home of the world famous Slackerita. Stop in Highway 2 and something, 70 something. Just look for the big El Jardin sign. Anyway, he and his son have bought gift cards.
Oh.
Like you can, like.
Like lost ones or unclaimed,
like
something?
I think maybe what the post office does, if they look like greeting cards.
They open them and
they
just
open them and just knock the gift card out. They're like, yeah, we'll keep that. And then like they just have.
Sell it later.
Yes. And then you just buy a box. But you're not buying a box of Starbucks cards. You're just buying a box. And in that box is Starbucks, Topgolf, and then.
Whatever.
Ted's Worm Shack.
Anything and everything, just and, whatever.
Yeah. And you don't, they don't say there's $3,000 worth of cards in here. They say there could be anywhere between $1 and $3,000 worth of, we don't know what's in here. Because these cards could be with 25 or 50 or nothing.
I see, or expired and or you whatever. Just,
they can't expire anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, they made that a lot. Okay. Okay, good.
Did that ever happen to you?
Yeah. Where they would like, if
a dollar a month or something.
Yeah, unused, they would just take it.
They would just, I did. I had $100 gift cards. It would just go, gone.
Yep.
I'm like, I never spent a dollar on this. Like, yeah, no, it was just our May of last year, started taking a dollar a month off of it.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Anyway, terrible. I can get you guys like 300,000 pieces or something, probably not that many, of unclaimed mail. And then there could be packages in there. There could be perfume in there. It's just mail.
I just want to read the letters.
There we go.
I was gonna, yeah, Aaron, it seems like Aaron would enjoy it. Just the opening, like
genuinely.
The surprise, what's in it, reading. Yeah, maybe there's money. Maybe it's just... Maybe it's someone's bill. I don't know.
Here's what I want you to do. If you have a bill that you're not fond of,
no.
4700 South Syracuse, Denver, Colorado, 80237, attention, Aaron.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I feel like I am being played with. I feel like I'm trapped.
Oh my
gosh. I feel like I'm being tortured.
By us?
No, in my own home.
Oh.
In my
What's
own
going
home.
On, dude? I knew this was gonna happen. Can I just
Are
say,
you excited?
You're no,
happy.
No, no. Yeah, a little. But not because of him. I'm tired of being the lone failure on the show.
Oh, buddy, I'm right here.
No, I know, but all of a sudden you've turned
it
around.
You two are together.
No. I genuinely do hope your life is crumbling. Okay, I am manifesting the crumbling ruins of the Parthenon for your life. No, but Aaron, you've righted the ship. I mean,
have I?
Well, I mean,
yeah, you're kind of living your best life. I thought, like,
yeah,
you're...
Well, yeah, the ship has turned. You're going into real murky water, but it's all, but like you've turned the ship around, and I'm just still like, I'm
360.
Just kind of, yeah, I'm just I'm still on the door going. Jack, like the ship's haven't got here yet. I'm just like, Jack, you seem cold.
Okay. I'll never let go.
Well, now I feel bad.
No, I know. Like we killed the momentum of whatever it is. Like, but I want you and your whole life to be as successful as you're pretending that it is. but it does bring me a tiny little bit of joy that there's some human in you and like something could, you might be having, there's trouble in paradise. I don't want it to be big trouble. Big trouble.
It's, yeah, I don't know what it is. It might just be like a me thing. So whenever we get a dusting of snow, right? I'm very like, I was raised this way. My dad goes to the YMCA before work every morning. So they play basketball at 6 or they play racquetball every day. Yeah, every day before work.
Wow.
And I go with them too. I used to. And if I'm back home, I go with them. We play basketball. So, but even if it snows there, then he just gets up like 2 hours earlier, shovels the driveway.
Wow.
That's just and like, still goes.
And then still goes to the
Y. Impressive.
Yeah. So that's just how I was raised.
That's
like,
incredible.
It snows, you shovel. You clean the driveway. It's your responsibility. I don't know. It's partly like you're the man of the house. You know, my mom never shoveled. My dad did.
No,
it's like,
I
it's your responsibility.
Like, I love that. And I agree with that.
I do too.
I'm the same guy.
And so I'm just raised. Like I see the snow coming and I'm already just calculating like, when do I have to shovel? Because I want it clear. And that's just also not when you own a home too. I feel like there's a pride and you want your driveway to look nice. You take care of it. Maybe
Which
that's
way does your house face?
It faces west.
Oh, that's great.
But we are up on like a hill.
Oh, so you get shade or something?
Yeah, our house is too hot. The way the sun hits, it doesn't actually melt.
Because I might not get up at 5 in the morning to bang it out, but this was actually a bone in my previous marriage. Like, she'd just get up and leave. And if you drive over snow and your house faces north, yeah, it becomes something impenetrable that you're going to need an axe to get rid of.
Yeah. Or a flamethrower.
It's like, if she's like, well, I'm getting ready to leave, I'm like, you can't leave till I at least shovel 2 stripes for your tires to go.
Yeah.
That it's at a bare minimum. Like, I will not let cars drive on my driveway. So I do, I respect that work ethic that your father put in you.
Good. Oh, thank you. And it's part of it's exciting too. I have a pretty small driveway.
It's like, pretty ridiculous.
I'm not trying to make it seem like I'm out there working hard. But also, my dad will not buy a snowblower. They have a big driveway and he won't. And every time I'm out there thinking,
that's stupid.
But every time I'm thinking, like, maybe I should get a snowblower.
You have a postage stamp of a driveway.
I know. But that's what I think of my father. I'm like, my dad shoveled today. Yep. You can do it. Shut up. You can
Good
do it.
Good for you.
So I'm out there, we got a dusting, and I am out there shoveling.
Okay.
And I see something that's horrifying to me. I see
a reflection of
stop.
Oh, sorry, I'm just trying really hard.
My shadow, and it's very wide. What happened? No. I see the footprints of deer across my driveway, the house.
Iowa boy. How do you know that's a deer? You're not.
Well, what else would it be?
It's a dog.
It's a hoof.
You are the.
It's a hoof.
Say it again.
A hoof.
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 Yeah.
Okay. What's on top of your house?
Roof.
A roof.
It's a hoof. Okay. Because they're a reindeer.
But I know it's not a dog. I know it's not a dog. Because it's like.
But I honestly don't think you're.
It's Prancer.
You know that I love you, right?
Mm-hmm.
No one's less outdoorsy than you.
No, but he. Mm-mm. He's from Iowa, mm-mm, where there's a lot of just free roam deer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you think it is? What else has
chupacabra? okay. It's something. There's no. You live. I have friends who live in Parker in like Pradera, the Pinery.
Okay. Yeah.
Where there's little. I don't know, mountains, foothills.
Yes.
You don't live in that part.
But I'm close to it.
And so you're saying in this theory. The deer have crossed 470 Parker Road, like some of the major thoroughfares, just to hoof it up your stupid driveway. That's what you're saying.
I've seen deers in like Littleton, and that's kind of weird.
Near like a wide open space.
No.
Bull. Like near Green Mountain, whatever.
No, I'm saying Wadsworth and Bellevue. There have been deers.
Isn't King Carl kind of by there?
No.
Then what the hell would the deer be doing?
I don't know. What are they doing at T-Hack's house?
They're not at T-Hack's house. It was like a kid with a peg leg.
Well, either way, he's walking in my driveway.
Okay, you're mad?
I'm terrified because it's like, oh, the deer. I have been very vocal. I don't like deer at all.
And they know it.
And they definitely know it.
They clearly know it, and they're sending you a message. Yep.
I get lots of letters with just a hoof stamp on it.
Hoof.
Hoof. But so now I'm realizing these deer, I never see them during the day, especially at my house. I don't see them. They're not in the driveway obviously. When I get home from work or anything.
Okay. Right.
But
just
now,
like waiting for you to get out of the car.
Exactly.
There he is.
Isn't that like from Family Guy?
What? A deer waiting for him? He's got a beef with a deer or something?
Yeah. He's hunting and he doesn't take the shot and he turns around and there's a bunch of deer there ready to jump him. There's a scene. Which I am scared of. Okay. All right, but I'm just saying now I realize there's deer at night. They congregate. There's something going on. They're at my house and they're like, you follow the tracks. They're coming up to the almost to the front door. Uh-huh. Not enough for the camera. They don't come to the door, but they're letting me know they're there.
So this is like you gave me this false hope that your marriage is falling apart or your kids are bad.
You made that leap. I said I feel trapped. I said I feel like I'm being taunted.
Yes.
Like, the deer. Well, they're mocking me from outside.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be about his marriage too.
I mean, right?
That's why I was
this is the most disappointing thing in the world. Bambi stomps by your house and we're wasting people's valuable time.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
All right. There's a moral dilemma out on the interwebs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that they're phrasing it right.
How many weddings have you guys been in? first off.
You reach a certain age and you're in less.
Okay. All right. No, I did not. I didn't
mean it.
All right,
so I was starting to answer your question, and now you, m'lady, may excuse yourself from the room.
No, I genuinely...
You're just the ones you buried.
No,
Have I been in more than you've been in just as the groom?
Yes.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
No,
I've only been in one.
Not trying to be weird, but like with your look, like the red
unique
hair and the whole thing, it's like, oh man, we got to get a ginger.
No, I've only been in one, and it was my sister's. So it was
really,
I kind of obligated.
But nobody else likes you enough to.
No.
Well, you're two besties.
Oh yeah.
They neither are married.
Correct.
But if they do, you're in.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I think I've been in three. And one was my sister's. Mine, I'm not counting, and then like two friends.
I don't know. I like when I was young, like just a lot. You're just in a lot. Like mm-hmm. when if you have a bunch of friends mm-hmm. and they all just like back in the day, what are the trends now? Do you have a bunch of people standing up for you or just one? Like I find like
I've seen both, and like I'm not gonna be in one, but my sister-in-law, whatever, is kind of it's not my sister-in-law, but we're related. Anyway, she's getting married. I'm not in it, but she asked me to be her something blue, and I don't know what that means, but I'm taking it as there's too many other people, so like, we love you.
She wants to throw you a bone.
Yeah, which like, I don't care.
So you have to
come
dressed as like the blue man group?
I would love to.
Something borrowed, where's a... And you're over there just like pounding on 55-gallon drums. Boom, 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 boom. That, oh my God, I'm coming to that. Can I be your plus one?
Yes.
Do I have to be blue?
Yeah, of
course.
Okay.
Dude, something
exactly.
blue
so
is
like
you bring a handkerchief or something.
So she gave me a blue hair clip and I'm like, do I need to wear this? I'm not really a hair clip girl.
Also,
I appreciate
it. Blue's not a color on you.
It can be. Huh. Like a pastel blue.
Okay. So you, okay. To me, you're, I don't know how to say it without trying to be rude.
Go ahead.
Like, you know, you have your friends stand next to you mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, we got that extra one. And you give them the guest book
mm-hmm.
and you're under that.
Yeah. I'm not
you're
the
like
usher.
Under, yeah. You're like, you're no. And then you do a couple as ushers. You're like, okay. Yeah. You, it's like, mm-hmm. you either get to stand up here, which means you're it.
Yeah.
Then you're like, I don't want you to feel like you're not in it. So you're an usher or you're the book dancer. Mm-hmm.
Or your blue man.
And then it's just like, here's a hair tie. That is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
It's fine. I appreciate that she's thinking of me.
Does she live in this town?
No.
Thank the sweet baby Jesus.
Okay. Well, her family
good.
Does.
Good.
Oh boy.
But no, it's
so the blue man thing will be a surprise. That's awesome. Good.
You want in?
Yes.
It's not the blue man duo, it's the blue man group. We're okay, we need to know how How do you get your face blue like that?
It's paint, right?
I don't know, because it almost feels like a mask. They can't be painting. They'd be dead by now.
No.
Like some sort of resin or something that like sticks to them almost.
Don't you think it's like a...
No, like a it's absolutely paint.
No way. It's like, too shiny.
No.
Okay, do you ever hear the thing, like, didn't the Tin Man almost
That's
die?
That's different because they actually used metal and like he inhaled it. Yeah.
But I don't think it's paint. I don't.
It's paint.
No, it's like a latex.
This thing. Says it's grease paint that doesn't dry, so it stays wet. It looks wet throughout the show, and it can be very messy. So
if they touch anything...
Bring some napkins to the wedding.
There's T-Ag eating pretzels over on the side. Look like a Smurf threw up on their pretzel display. Okay, anyway, my point is this. If you're in a wedding and not just somewhere beneath the book dancer, I don't know how we got this far off topic. If you're asked to be in a wedding, like if I'm getting married for a 15th time, it will be third, by the way, and I go, T-Ag, I want you to be my best man.
Mm.
If he doesn't like the woman I'm marrying,
mm-hmm.
does he get to go like, well, I don't really like this, so I'm not going to come.
Like, or, I don't approve, so I'm not.
Correct.
Mm.
Or is his obligation to me as friends? It's like, whilst I don't approve...
Mm-hmm.
You're my friend and I'm going to support you no matter what.
I feel like it's different between men and women. I think because I've had situations, I've had friends who like our friend group wasn't fond of the woman one of them was dating.
Really?
And you just kind of go, okay, whatever.
And did they get married?
They did end up getting married.
And you guys all went. You pretended to be supportive.
Some of them were in the wedding. I was not. I wasn't even on the book guy. I was just.
Well, not even.
Were you a Blue Man Group member?
I never did find my seat. They messed that up. But
some sort of scheduling error or something. I get it.
But I think it's just kind of like, I don't know. I think guys are just more simple, right? Like, we just want to have the bachelor party, and it's like, hey, whatever you do is whatever you do, and
we
whatever
just
I do.
Support you in whatever.
Yeah. And it wasn't, it's not even support. It's almost, it's kind of worse than that. It's just like, hey, man, we don't care.
Right.
You do you.
Yeah.
You're right. It's like, not support.
Don't even tell
it's
me about it.
Apathy.
Yeah.
Okay. Because like, you can, because I feel like you could say both, like, I support you, so I'm going to do this for you, even though I don't want to, or I support you and I want the best for you, so I'm not going to, like, you can almost take it both directions.
But you just summed it up, because it's a female thing. Tiak already said. So there's a woman who's, like, people are talking about her on the interwebs or whatever. She's refusing to be a bridesmaid. So she's not even book dancer or or Blue Man Group or something borrowed. Yeah. She's been asked to be a bridesmaid. She's like, I don't like your fiance. So she's not going to do it.
Mm.
And she thinks that's sending the correct signal. Whereas I don't like that. I do believe she should stand up and say, I don't like him.
I think that's a better friend thing to do.
But I'm going
to
do this for you.
I'll stand here for you.
I see.
In the middle. Yeah. Cause that's better than what guys do. Guys are like, I don't even want to hear about your problems or your issues. Like, just turn the game on.
Yeah.
And
when
so
you
that's
get divorced,
better...
I'll be here for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another bachelor party.
I think we should reach out to this girl and tell her to come dressed in blue.
I agree.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story. When planning a crime, plan your crime. Like, plan the right getaway vehicle for your crime.
Mm.
Okay. All right. I also have a story when planning your crime. Figure out how to get out of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Are we doing the same story?
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Massachusetts.
Come on!
Gonna get some coffee.
We're gonna go to the moon by the end of this century. Ask not what your country can do for you.
That's very good.
No, wait, I'm actually impressed.
Ask what you can do for your country. What?
I'm very impressed
really?
With that. Yeah.
Oh my God, I loved Kennedy. Like, I was like obsessed with the space program and stuff when I was a kid.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, it was like, I'd watch all the old footage of him going like, it's not.
Yeah. Park the car.
Park the car.
Yeah. Okay, so
go to Harvard and F up some smart kids. That's from Goodwill. Okay.
Anyways, a man in Massachusetts got himself in a little bit of a sticky situation when he, he was trying to evade cops.
As one does.
Yeah, when you're committing a crime, he led him on a goose chase, and the cops were like, whoa, wait a second, where did he go? And he saw his partner, like, running across the roof.
Oh.
And so he was like, what's up there? And so he was like, I'm just going to climb down the chimney. And
only
Santa.
One guy can pull that
off. Yeah, no, it wasn't Santa.
There's only one guy.
Yeah, he got stuck.
Has anybody ever successfully gotten
down? No, not.
I mean, that's why Santa's so magical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It seems like a long way to fall and not a soft landing.
And best case scenario, no fire?
Right. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So it turns out he got stuck
stuck in the chimney.
The police he was trying to evade ended up having to help him get out.
Yeah, saw him out of there.
Yeah. And then they were like, well, you're here. We're just going to arrest you.
Yeah, that's good.
We're going to laugh about this someday, fellas.
One cop literally told him, you're an idiot.
He said, you're an idiot. You, sir, are an idiot. My story, not for fun.
No.
But it is from Germany! Yeah! Get to the chopper! So some crooks, or a crook, went and stole a Christmas tree.
No.
He didn't actually chop it down. We don't need the song.
Oh. Okay. Oh. It's...
I'll turn that right off for you, boss. There we go.
He stole it from a Christmas tree lot. And then he escaped.
Okay.
On a bicycle.
Huh? I'm picturing a dude like dressed up for Krampus on a bicycle with a...
He's basically a circus act at that point. You guys seeing the dude on the bike with a Christmas tree?
Come on, come on.
As you might have guessed, he was not in a bee swarm. He was here.
Ah.
He was...
We've all stolen cups from bars when we're drunk.
He stole a Christmas tree.
It's impressive.
On a bike.
How drunk is everyone else in the bar? They're like, see you later, tree. Had a great night with you. Get home safe. You get taken an Uber?
Needless to say, the police were able to apprehend him because he was just on the bike with a tree. So they just, like, knocked him over.
Okay.
Get down.
Those are all the stupid people we can find. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.